call is being recorded.
Okay.
Oh, we're ready. All right, welcome to the Cabazon Water District Finance and Audit Committee meeting for, what's the date?
20th.
Tuesday, January 20th, 2026 at 5 p.m. Everybody stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, please be seated.
Director Melissa Carling.
Here.
Board Chair Terry Ginger.
Here.
General Manager Michael Pollock.
Here.
Let's go over the financials. So under the financials tab, first up we have the balance sheet. This is as of December 31st, 2025, so we're halfway through the fiscal year. On line five, we have the total cash and investments, which is our cash that, or money that's in our Chase accounts and our investment accounts, which is LAIF and California Class. That total balance was at $2.6 million at the month end. And then way down on line 36, we have total liabilities, which was $349,000 at the month end. Any questions on this page?
No.
Moving on to the actual budget. Again, we're 50% through the fiscal year, which started on July 1st, 2025. These numbers go through December 31st, 2025. So first, we're going to go through some of the revenues. On line 7, we have basic facilities fees, which was at 110%. We budgeted $90,000, but so far we have been set to receive $100,000. We had only planned for 4 3/4 inch and 4 5/8 inch services, but so far we've had 7 3/4 inch and 5/8 inch, and then a couple of upgrades. So that's looking pretty good. On lines 8, we have the standby fees tax revenue. So far we have 0% in there. Most of those payments come in January and then the rest come in May. So we should see some activity next month. Same with line 11, property taxes. We have had a little bit of activity, but we'll see the bulk of it in January and May. So we should see a lot more next month. On line 14, we have the interest income investment accounts. That's at 70%. So we try to put as much money into the California Class account as possible just so we can earn more interest on it. We did just transfer, I think, $53,000. We're going to talk about that in the regular board meeting. But we just try to keep the Chase account at $250,000 or less because that's what's FDIC insured. And then anything left over, we keep in the California Class account. On line 17, we have the total revenues, which was at 51%. So we're pretty much on track for total revenues. And then we're moving on to expenses. So on line 25, we have total payroll, which is also on track at 51%. Down on line 35, we have the facilities, wells, T&D, other. That one is at 109%. We had some work done for the well 4 electrical panel. We paid for the bulk of it last fiscal year, but there were still some things we had to buy this fiscal year. And since we had removed that from the capital projects line, we've just been putting it all under this account, 35. So there might still be some more activity going in there. We're going to end over budget, but most of it is for an actual capital project that we didn't budget for this year. On line 40, we have supplies and equipment. We're at 71% for that. Most of that is due to some bill statements and envelopes that we purchased at the beginning of the fiscal year. So there shouldn't be a lot of big purchases throughout the rest of the year. We should hopefully still end under budget for that one. On line 44, printing and publications, that one is over budget. We spent $807 instead of $500, which is what we had planned for. That was due to the job posting for the general manager. And then actually that is also for the job posting for the field crew worker because we bought like a 3-pack of tokens for job postings. So we used one for the general manager and one for the field crew worker. And anything, any questions on this page before I move on?
No.
Okay. On the next page, line 52, we have legal services, which is only at 16%. We try to avoid using legal services as much as possible, but sometimes we do need to use them still. Most of it was due to the hiring of the new general manager, getting the contract all set up, and then also the well to permit. I think that was this year. But besides that, we don't really use them a whole lot. On line 58, we have other fees, State Water Resource Control Board. Those are just annual fees that we pay. Right now, we're at 76% just due to the timing of when those renewal fees come in. On line 60, we have shop supplies and small tools, which is at 68%.
That was a pipeline locator.
Yeah.
We have one that was outdated and it quit working, and we have to do our USA underground locations, so we ordered a new one. I think it was $4,000.
Yes, exactly. And then down on line 75, we have total expenses, which is at 49%, so we're also pretty on track for that. And then total net income slash loss at the very bottom. Right now we're at a net income of $206,000. Pretty good. Any questions on that page? All right, capital projects then. First we have the district funded projects, so the ones that we're paying for and not getting paid back for. We had the replaced computer workstations. That project is done. So we budgeted $17,000, we spent $16,600. For the Bonita pipeline, what is that one, Mike?
That one is the bottling plant. They wanted to, reconnect their meter and their service.
Yes.
Based on, so they basically, we met with Tam, who's one of the superintendents over there, so they wanted to update their meter, get input for updated meter, what was a previous service charge. We gave him all the information. He was going to take it to the board. They were worried about having a drought up through the Millard Pass, which feeds their bottling plant. But I think they were looking for just a backup plant, but no one ever got back to us. And of course, we had a wet year, so I think like it's going to happen in the next 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay, and then for meter replacements, we just keep a little bit of money for buying new meters to replace the old ones throughout the system. We did we already replaced all of them, but we still keep a little bit in there just for here and there in case we still need to replace them. We budgeted $3,000. So far we've spent $3,500, so we are a little bit over budget for that one. For line 6, we have the rate study, which is completely done. We did pay a final bill this month, so we're going to see some final activity on next month's financial report. For the Well 2 new facility building, we had budgeted $25,000 for the electrical at the Well 2 building site, but we ended up doing the concrete driveway instead, and so that was a little bit over the budget. We're going to do the electrical panel next fiscal year, though, so we're not going to see anything else in that category. Line 8, we have tank maintenance. We had two of the tanks.
Two and four, inspected. Both 1 million gallon reservoirs inspected and reported.
So that one we're pretty on target for. We had budgeted $7,000, we spent $6,700. And then on to the grant and debt funded projects. We have the groundwater well improvements. It was going to be a test well, but now we're going to be doing a production well instead. And then also the bore and jack under the freeway. So far, there hasn't been any actual work done on those projects, but there's been a lot of research on the locations for them. So we might see some more activity this year, hopefully. And that's it. Any questions?
No.
No.
Okay.
That's it?
I think so. Do you guys have anything else? I don't think so.
All right, well, public comment, anybody?
Want me to run into the other room and be a public?
let's adjourn to check signing.